Blog Talk Radio.
In a side clock.
Blog Talk Radio.
What the hell happened?
You screwed it up, damn it.
I didn't do it purposely. Trust me, it's something that's wrong with the system.
Go back to the beginning.
Yeah, I am. It's dead. Right on my screen it was. I don't know how to stop this. Oh, man, I don't know where it is.
Well, one more time and leave it in the background, you moron.
Hey, don't call me a moron.
It only goes one at a time.
Oh, what a freaking idiot.
Who, me?
Yeah, you, damn it. Oh, damn.
I'm not an idiot.
The whole damn show.
You're
fix it.
Disabled. Friendly fun.
Go back to
right
the
here
other.
With the inner
show.
Hey,
Trump.
Hey, I've got a quick show for you tonight.
I'm not even touching it.
Oh, did you hear what's going on? You watch the news.
I didn't do
the
this.
Ex-president got arrested.
That's
the problem with that. Mr. Giuliani went in there and he's talking to the judge, and he knows them. You know, they all know each other. They all belong to the same club. So the fellow says, at least Mr. Mayor, Mr. Giuliani, could you do me a favor? Because I ain't got no lawyer, and I got a whole
what
bunch
the hell?
Of traffic tickets. Now, I told you, don't you wait. See, I'm supposed to put these handcuffs on you, but I ain't going to do that. You're a big time. You're the mayor of New York. I ain't putting the handcuffs on you. I don't want to get in trouble.
Well, don't worry about the tickets. Just send them over to my office. And, I'll take it.
Yeah. Yay. Oh, my God. I'm sorry. Whew. You there? I don't hear you. Frank, you there? Great. Something's wrong with Blog. I didn't even touch any of this. Because it kept going.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air. I don't know what happened.
You don't know what happened?
Yeah.
What the hell's good are you if you don't know what? You're supposed to be the engineer.
Can I talk to you?
Find
and
out
like,
what
know
happened.
What happened? I know what happened, but I didn't touch it. I didn't prep it, okay? Just to let you know, I had no clue that Disabled Friendly Philosopher was going to come up, okay? And I had
leave
no
the damn
the
rerun on. Just leave it now.
All right, I have to play.
Don't take it
else.
Off. Leave it. What?
It's going
to
just
you
be the beginning of the show.
So just...
Okay.
You don't know how to fix it, so you just got
to
leave it
I know how to
it
fix
now.
It. I didn't do this at all, Frank. Honest, I did not do it at all. It came out
yes,
on
you
a
do. When you did the Abbott Costello, you didn't pay attention and you screwed it up.
All right, whatever. I'm not going to talk to you about that. All right? I could tell you tomorrow. what happened. And it's about blog. It's not me. I'm telling you the truth.
I don't believe that.
You want me to call blog? The
thing was set.
Tomorrow?
You're angry at me.
You screwed up my whole show, man. Leave the rerun on. Don't touch it. Leave it.
There's no rerun on. I have to still put one up there. And he went off. Sorry, ladies and gentlemen, but this was not my fault, okay? I didn't do anything wrong to deserve this, but he likes to yell at me. So I am whatever. All right. Love you all, and I'm going. Bye.
Inner Sight Frolics, Friday night on Inner Sight with the Frolics live. What a mix-up. Sorry we got in late, but we're here, believe it or not, and we got a great show for you. We're going to have a story that you won't hear anywhere else. The Popa Poopa, direct from the report from years ago from the Vatican that people didn't know about, see, about the church. Now, stand by, folks. I'll try to get the engineer on the line. Siri, call Susan. All right, Inner Sight. Are you there?
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, I'm back on the air. Get on. See if you can play the Abbott and Costello.
Okay.
All right, hang on.
All right, Inner Sight.
Hmm?
And the Frolics.
Okay.
The live.
You got to give me a second, all right? Do something else while I try to get it.
And,
oh, here it is. I got it. All right, it's good. You ready?
How do you like my round club, Lou? Hey, all those people going to be at the game today?
Surgeon,
oh, this is going to be a whopper of a game.
Oh, it should be.
Hey, but I understand they made you the manager. This is your favorite team.
Why not?
So you're the manager?
I'm the manager.
Well, you know, I'd like to know some of the guys' names on the team, so when I meet them on the street or the ballpark, I'll be able to say hello to those people.
Why, sure, I'll introduce you to the boys. They give them funny names, though, Lou.
Oh, I know. They get those ball players off of funny names.
See, on the team we have, who's on first? What's on second? I don't know who's on third.
You the manager?
Yes.
You know the guy's name?
I should.
Well, tell me the guy's name.
I say, who's on first? What's on second? I don't know who's on third.
You the manager?
Yes.
You know the guy's name?
I'm telling you that name.
Well, who's on first?
Yes.
Well, go ahead and tell me.
Who?
The guy on first.
Who?
The guy on first. Who?
The guy on first.
Who is on first?
What are you asking me for? I'm asking you.
I'm telling you.
You ain't telling me nothing. I'm asking you who's on first.
That's it.
Well, go ahead and tell me.
Who?
The guy at first base.
That's it.
That's his name.
Yes.
Well, go ahead and tell me.
That's the man's name.
That's his name.
Yes.
Well, go ahead and tell me.
Who is on first?
What are you asking me? I'm asking you who's on first.
That's it.
Well, go ahead and tell me.
Who?
The guy on first.
That's it.
What's the guy's name on first?
No, what's on second?
I'm not asking you who's on second.
Who's on first?
That's what I'm asking you.
No,
who's on first?
Don't change the point.
I'm not changing nobody. I asked a simple question.
What's the guy's name on
first base?
What's the guy's name on second
base? I'm not asking you who's on second.
Who is on first?
I don't know.
He's on first. Now, we're not talking about him.
Look, you got a first baseman?
Yes.
Then tell me the first name playing first.
Who?
The guy playing first.
That's his name.
Wait, what's the guy's name on first base?
Why is the guy's name on second base?
Who's playing second?
Who's playing first?
I don't know.
He's on first.
Look, when you pay off the first baseman every month, who do you pay the money to?
Every dollar.
Yeah. Look, you gotta pay the money to somebody on first base,
yeah,
for you. Does she give you a receipt?
Sure.
How does she sign the receipt?
Who?
The guy that you give the money to. The guy you give the money to.
That's how we sign?
That's how who signs?
Yes.
Well, go ahead, tell me.
That's it.
That's who?
Yes.
When you give the guy the money, don't you have to sign a receipt?
Yes.
So how does he sign his name?
Who?
The guy that gives the money. You don't. You just don't give money to somebody without him giving you a receipt.
So who signs it?
What are you asking me for?
I'm telling you.
Well, go ahead, tell me. What's the guy's name that signs the receipt on first base?
Wait a minute.
after all, a man's entitled to it.
Who is?
Yes. Sometimes his wife comes down and collects it.
Whose wife?
Yeah, sure.
All I'm trying to find out is what's the guy's name on Facebook?
Why, this on second.
Oh, shut up. I didn't do this. Damn, I'm sorry, Frank. I don't know what happened.
It's on second.
I'm not asking you who got the news on first.
I don't know. Third base. I don't know. You got an outfield?
Sure.
Tell the fielder's name.
Why?
I just thought I'd ask you.
Well, I just thought
I'd tell the fielder's name.
Why?
All right, in a sight, and the frolics tonight, and as we mentioned earlier, if you heard it, we got that.
This is crazy. It doesn't want to stop. I'm trying, I'm trying. Okay, that's better. Shut off the phone. There we go.
We got that report on the old Pooper Pooper. From years ago, we're going to tell you about that. And we got, Louis should be here later if he can get through. We're hoping that Pepper's going to call in. She said she would. Sweet Pepper treat. And we're going to do, we'll probably do some Lauren Hardy. Let me tell you about some of our friends. Suffolk Bus Corp, thank you so much for the donation of the laptop, InnerSight. Brought to you by Day for Milton. You want to create a Day for Milton, call the InnerSight hotline, 631-224-3090. Milton, the guide dog that was killed at the school over a year ago, and nothing done about it, and no replacement for Milton's owner, Michelle. So we need another Day for Milton, preferably in a a different state would be nice. Anybody out there? All right, Inner Sight, brought to you by Kennedy Realty, 631-888-1186. My good friend Kennedy at Kennedy Realty, thank you so much for your support of Inner Sight. Tonight is the funnies, the frolics. And let's see, Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, 631-880-7929. Don't forget February 27th, our nursing home news conference to present the solution so that nursing homes will be a thing of the past. February 27th, Tuesday, out here in Suffolk County at Silo, 11 o'clock. Inner Sight, Frolic, so give me some Lauren Hardy music, please. Lauren Hardy. Why don't you help me?
Well, what do you want me to do?
Help me clean up and straighten up this place before my wife gets home.
Well, Ollie, why does she have to come home? Why don't you do what you said you were going to do and get her another apartment?
I don't have the money. I can't even afford her coming in here. Now, come on, Stan, you gotta help me.
Well, this place is such a mess. Where do I start?
Wash those dishes. Clean that floor. Put those clothes away. Take out the garbage and put in the cat.
What cat? We haven't got a cat.
Oh. Well, then, that's less work we have to do.
Now, come on, hurry up. She'll be here any minute.
Well, what do you think I am, a magician? I can't just wave a wand and the whole thing disappears.
Such a mess as it is.
She can't see this mess. She'll really go off the wall.
Well, maybe that's a good idea. Let her climb up on the wall and go off.
Open this door. Let me in.
There she is. What am I going to do, Stanley? Well, I'd tell you to hide behind the couch, but I don't think you could fit. You better let her in before she breaks down the door. Between the two of you, I don't even know how you get together. You're so pleasingly plump.
Let me in this apartment now.
Yes, dear. No, dear. Wait a minute, dear. Would you stop dearing her? The more you dear her, the more she hates you. Stanley, you open the door while I go out the back.
You can't go out the back.
Why not? You can't fit through the door, remember? The last door you went through, it broke, and the landlord
had to come and we had to pay them $20. That's why we're broke.
Open this door, you idiot, or I'll break it down.
What's going on in here? This place is a mess. What's the matter with you? Can't you bend over and pick up those dirty socks?
Not only can he pick up the dirty socks, he can't even bend over.
Why don't you lose some weight? You look like a fat slob as it is. You think I married a fat slob? Would you believe it? And you, skinny over there. Would you believe it that when I married him, he was a normal weight?
Oh, how much did he weigh?
Only 400 pounds.
400 pounds? Is that normal?
Well, yeah, for him it is. Now he's over 600.
That's not true.
Oh, yes, it is. I got the scale to prove it, honey. Now, don't get smart or I'm letting you have it. Now, listen, how many times a day do I have to let out your pants? What?
Gee, I didn't know you had to let out his pants more than once a day. I thought it was only once after he ate.
Oh, no, I gotta let him out after and before he goes to the bathroom. When he comes back from work, if he goes to work. And before and after he bends over.
Gee, Mama, that's terrible. Ollie, I think you better go on one of those crash diets. Hey, why don't we take him to the fat farm?
We tried that.
What happened?
He couldn't get in the front door. They had to get rid of us. They threatened to sue us with a lawyer because he broke the door. He's a disgrace to this world.
How dare you call me a disgrace? You can't afford to talk. How much do you weigh?
None of your business. Now, get over here. Let me see. I got to, give me a safety pin. I got to let his pants out again. If you let them out anymore, they're going to fall down. He'll go running into the night in his underwear, and girls start screaming and scratching and raging and going crazy, and they call the police.
Running into the night with no pants on. All right, in the sight. We made it on the air anyway.
Yeah,
so.
You want to hear something funny? Remember
you got anything funny? Say it.
Well, it's just a weird occurrence. All of a sudden, now Abbott and Costello is on the board.
whatever. All right.
Exactly.
On the board, off the wall, off the board, who cares?
Nah, I don't.
Like woman went to a psychiatrist.
Mm-hmm.
Said, Doc, what am I going to do? I'm going out of my mind. My brother thinks he's a greyhound. and the psychiatrist says, well, did you take him to the doctor? And she says, no, I took him to California. Yeah, so that's a stupid thing to do and worse to say. All right.
Yes.
let's see, we got Red Fox coming up. We're going to do a Jimmy Dinigan when Dinigan brought the little rubber lizards to school, and everybody freaked out. And, you know, the little toys with the,
yeah,
with the little sticky thing on the bottom where you stick it on.
Yeah.
You put it in girls' hair, and they were screaming and yelling and everything else, and Miss Ma lost it.
Jimmy, what are you doing?
Miss Ma, you want one of these little bugs? It's sweet. Look, it's a nice look. It's all green and yucky looking. The green little...
Get that away from me now. Hey, Jimmy, what are you doing? Don't put that near me. I'm gonna scream into the night.
You can't scream into the night. It's only 1 o'clock. It's daytime, Janie. What's the matter? What, you blind or something?
How dare you?
Hey, take this little toy and put it on your ass.
What? Don't you dare say that word in school. That's horrible. You're not allowed to say that word. Jimmy, sit down.
Oh, let me sit down. All right, I'll put it on my ass. I'll sit on one of them.
He sits on the thing, one on each side. Now he's got these two weird things hanging off his shirt. He's walking around the classroom. He says,
Miss Ma, I got to go see Mr. Kramer. I got a present for him.
Stay away from Mr. Kramer. He's not a well man.
Oh, I can make him better.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, look, I need to see this little sweet bug. Make him better. Yeah, he'll love it. Yeah, I'll go downstairs and... Downstairs is in the basement with Mr. Kramer.
Just sit down and be quiet. Now, everybody, take out your arithmetic slate.
Oh, yeah. Hey, my little bug can do arithmetic. Watch this.
And he takes the bug and he sticks it on the slate. And he picks it up. You know how the thing sticks, and he picks up the metal, and he's dangling it around.
Jimmy, put that down.
Hey, look how strong my little bug is. They ain't holding the arithmetic. He's holding up the arithmetic. Look, look.
And all of a sudden, the thing crashes to the ground. Jimmy, go,
wow, what the hell?
And Janie said,
Jimmy, you made a big mess. Now clean it up.
I ain't make no mess. I'll get the bugs to clean it up.
He's going around trying to pick up all the type with these bugs, you know, these little things on the bottom.
Oh, jeez.
So finally she sends him down to Kramer. See?
Uh-oh.
Now remember, he's got these two bugs hanging from his ass. And he's got a couple of bugs in his pocket. And she sends him down, and all of a sudden you hear the phone ring. You know, ring, ring, Kramer's calling on him.
Gertie, what the hell happened to him? I don't know. He's going nuts. What are those two creepy things hanging from his shirt? I can't take it. I haven't got my medicine with me.
We hear this, you know, yelling over the phone. You know how you can hear sometimes.
Yeah.
Well, blind people got good ears.
Mm-hmm.
So then Jimmy's down there with Kramer.
And Mr. Kramer, don't worry. I'm going to help you feel better here. Put this.
He takes out this big bug from his pocket,
oh,
this big rubber thing. With a plunger on the bottom, you know, where you stick it on, it will stick on the wall.
Mr. Kramer, don't worry. Now I'm gonna fix you. I'm gonna fix your brain. Come here, Mr. Kramer.
Jimmy, get away from me with that.
He sticks it on Kramer's head. Clump.
Jimmy, get it off.
And he's pulling it up. and well, we don't have television, but the skin is coming up with it.
Oh, my.
And it won't come off.
Oh, boy.
And Kramer's yelling and screaming, call 911. I need help, please. And Miss Ma's listening to all this on the phone, you know. Jimmy,
yeah.
Jimmy, what did you do to Mr. Kramer?
Oh, don't worry. I'm going to take good care of his brain. He's going to be all right. Don't worry, Miss Ma.
And he's... And he takes Kramer by this thing, this bug, and he's going back upstairs to... He's holding him by the bug, and Kramer's yelling, get me some help, please. Oh, man, I'll never forget it. The nurse had to come in, and I don't know what she... I think she put some alcohol around that rubber pot, and it finally came off.
Oh, jeez.
What a mess, man. That Dennington was out of his mind. They, I think they suspended him for a day, but it didn't help.
No, it didn't.
You know, he still came in with stuff. But I'll never forget that. All right, 8:33, Inner Sight Frolics. Anybody online?
Hold on, let me look. Oh, no, just us.
All right. Sweet Pepper Treat, if you're listening, dial in. We had some problems earlier, but we seem to be all right now. Is Louis...
Yeah.
Oh, Louis's not in, right?
Louis's not in yet, no.
All right, so give me some Red Fox music.
Okay.
We'll do that.
Okay, here it comes.
There we go, inside. I'm home. Oh, yeah. Hey, son. Did you have a good day? Yeah, it was all right. What's all this paperwork? Oh, I was going to tell you, but yeah, it's a surprise. We started a new branch of the junkyard.
Mm-hmm.
A new branch? What kind of new branch? Well, you see, a lot of people... They got trouble medical. See, they got trouble with their blood. See, and they need a report. See, but they can't get the report because they can't afford to pay for it. So for $5, we give them a blood report. What? Are you crazy?
I bet.
You can't do that. You're gonna get in trouble. They ain't gonna get in trouble because they take the report. And they go down to the hospital, and the doctor looks at it and he says, "How you know you got this and that and the other thing? We got to test you. That's where we're safe, see? Because they test them and they get the real report, but they're coming in with the fake report. Man, you crazy, man? I don't have nothing to do with this. Well, Grady, it was Grady's idea, see." Yeah, I'm going to get give me one of those, let me get one. How much are they, Fred? One of those blood reports. $5, Greedy. $5? Well, I only got $2. Don't worry about it. You can owe me the $3. Give me the $2. Oh, yeah, let's see. Now, what does that report say, Fred? I don't know what it says.
he's written in Latin, like the doctors. He makes it more official. Written in Latin. Oh, let's see. Aloysius comatosus inhibitus of sanguinitis.
What?
Now, what does that mean? I don't know what it means, but it sounds pretty good to me. And I might have to go down to the hospital, take my blood report, and find out what's wrong with me. Yeah. Yeah, you might have some Aloysius sanguinitis. Aloysius sanguinitis. That sounds pretty good. Hey, maybe I'll meet a pretty nurse down there, you know. Go, 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 go.
Frank?
You crazy, Pop. You're going to get in trouble. Inner sight. What'd you say?
Louis is on. Louis is waiting for you.
Oh, right. Yeah, you're going to get in trouble, Pop. I ain't going to get in trouble. I ain't doing nothing wrong. I'm just giving somebody a piece of paper for $5. You want one, son? I don't want that. You're crazy. Now, wait a minute. You don't have a license or any kind of credentials or anything. Uh-oh, somebody at the door. See that, is we, son? Uh-oh, now you're in trouble. It's the police.
Uh-oh.
Mr. Sanford, we have a report that you have been confiscating allegations against blood-curdling people that are insubordinate of the coagulation of the Songwea Nation in subordination. Now, what does that mean? You're giving out false reports. I ain't got no false. Hey, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait a minute, Whitey. I mean, Scotty. you want? Did you come here to buy a blood report? I beg your pardon. I don't have to buy a blood report. All I do is go down to the police doctor and they check my blood. Yeah, but they don't know what's wrong with you. You look here. Now, anything, anybody who wants to be on disability can come in here and get one of these reports and apply for disability. And you could get it. Because you got a communicable disease. What? Don't listen to him. Now, Mr. Sanford, if you don't cease and desist to disperse these reports, we'll have to make a recommendation and a report to the lieutenant, and most likely you will be severely sassified. Severely what? Sassified. Sassified? What does that mean? Go to jail.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, not jail. No, I can't take it. I had the big one. This is the big one, Elizabeth. I'm coming to join you, honey, with a false blood report. Get ready. Oh, Fred has come up with some things, but that's stupid and ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
All right, in a sight. And we got Louis the Lip on the line.
Yes, we do. Still waiting.
On in a sight. There he goes. Louis.
1 minute. Let me get the mic. It's not coming. Got it now. Whew.
All right.
Hello,
insight.
Perino.
Hey. What are you
Hello,
doing?
Hello, Suzanne.
Hi, Louis.
Hey, welcome to the Frolics on the Friday night.
That's right.
Yeah. What are you doing,
yeah.
Louis? Did you go out today?
Well, in the cold weather?
Yeah.
Nah, it's all right. It's a little cold, but it's snowing a little bit on and off.
Yeah, so you didn't go out?
Nah.
Oh, you could go out and sell lemonade.
Not in the cold weather.
Hey, Lou, did you ever sell lemonade when you were a kid?
Sort of.
On the corner, huh?
Sort of.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, he gave me a $10 bill. I gave him back $9 for a nickel a piece for a lemonade.
Oh,
did you make the lemonade yourself?
Yes, he did.
Oh, now let me ask you a question. When you made the lemonade, did you put any whiskey in it?
No, I put bourbon.
Bourbon, even better.
Bourbon? You put bourbon in the lemonade?
Yeah, you spiked it.
Did anybody get a little tipsy from it? give me another one of those shots. That's the best lemonade I've tasted in my life. Give me that. Give me another one. Anybody get drunk from it?
Yeah, I drink a lot of it, man. Make you throw up, go to the bathroom.
Oh.
He threw up and went to the bathroom?
At the same
and
time?
An egg.
Hey, Louie, let me ask you a question.
Threw up and lay an egg.
Yeah. Hey, Louie, did you ever hear of the Popa Poopa?
Yeah.
See, years ago, and the church never talks about this, but years ago, there was a bench that they had in the Vatican, see, and the Pope had to sit on that, and there was a big hole in it, and the Pope had to get examined by the doctor to make sure that he wasn't a woman, see. And it was called the Popa Poopa.
The Popa Poopa?
Well, that's what we call it anyway. It had different names. But you know why they did it? Because somebody years ago, hundreds of years ago, elected a woman pope. And the church didn't want nobody to know about it, see? So they come up with this Popa Poopa, and the doctor had to crawl under there or put his hand under there and to see if the pope really had a pooper or a kooker.
He was the kooker.
Well, you cut that out. Well, it's true. It's a true story. It was revealed in history.
There you go.
And it was called the Pope of Pooper. Louis, did you ever hear about that?
Yeah.
Oh, you did. All right. All right, so tell us, you sold the lemonade. That was in the summertime, though, right?
Yeah, in my dreams, it was true.
His dreams
yeah,
came true.
All right. So tell us about, you seen Connie and Chrissy lately?
I missed that show. It's not on public access anymore. I missed that show.
Oh, it's not on anymore?
No.
No, I thought it was on a different... Maybe it's on a different channel.
Maybe.
Maybe they went on 115. You know, you got to look.
I'll look on internet, you know.
Yeah. Let me ask you, Connie and Chrissy, did they talk funny? How'd they talk?
They talked pretty and sexier and everything.
Oh, they did?
Yup.
What, did they say funny things or dress funny or anything?
Anything
what was so funny,
funny
about?
About dating with men.
Oh, that's all they talked about?
Yup. I like their pink
dresses.
Oh,
I didn't know that. I thought it was a comedy show.
No, it's a talk show where people go on a date, you know. And those two ladies, Connie and Chrissy.
Yeah.
Listen, Connie and Chrissy, I like those pretty ladies' dresses, pink dresses.
Yeah. So with the dating. All right. Did you ever call up and try to get a date from that show?
Yeah. I got to look up on the internet. I don't know for sure.
Yeah. You know, the Able News has that. You could get a, what do they call that, singles column, not the singles column. What do they call that in Able News?
Oh, the personals. Personals.
What is it?
Personals.
Personals. Personals.
Mm-hmm.
See, Lou, you put an ad in there, see? Now, wait a minute.
Okay.
Wait a minute.
I'm sorry.
I'll write the ad for you. You ready? Looking for a girl who likes animals. Likes animals. Resemble desecrated elephant.
Yes,
desecrated elephant.
Respond directly.
Right.
Respond to Inner Sight for fear of retribution.
Respond on Inner Sight,
For fear of retribution. I'm sorry, that's funny.
We put that ad in there. We send it over to Angela, see, and I bet you she'll call me.
She will.
That's a good ad, Lou. Now, wait a minute. Do you remember it now?
Yeah.
Petrified. Man that looks like petrified elephant looking for a beautiful woman with pink dress. Respond directly to Inner Sight for fear of retribution. Woo! There it is. That's a great ad, you know.
Yeah, it is.
Now, that ad will get a lot of attention, I guarantee you. You get a lot of phone calls, see. The only thing is you got to look like a petrified elephant.
That's right.
It's a good ad for Louie. If you don't like it, I'll put it in for myself.
There you go.
All right, Lou, give us a good imitation. Who you got?
Connie and Chrissy got pretty fingernails they did. Nail polish. They did the her hand and feet.
Yeah, Louie, get closer to the phone. I can't hear you.
I'm right here. And Frank, Connie and Chrissy got lipstick and nail polish on her fingers, the toes, the ankles.
Ankles?
Lipstick on their
ankles? That's what I said.
What color lipstick?
It's a shiny dark red and a light red, orange, purple, you name them all. Connie and Chrissy, look out, you're turning me on.
Yeah. How about chartreuse lipstick?
Yeah.
It reminds me of that Connie Francis song, Lipstick on Your Collar. Remember that one?
Yeah. Pull the chili on you. Lipstick on your toenail. Put a tail on you. Bet your $4,000 that it'll be all true. Put lipstick on your fingers. Tell the love drops on you.
Yeah. Connie Francis, man. Hey, how old is Connie Francis? Lou, do you know?
84 years old.
84?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Wow.
84.
She's still alive, right?
Yeah.
The other girl died. What's her name? Joyce Randolph passed away.
Yeah.
Connie's still alive.
Yeah?
Yeah,
wow.
She lives in New Jersey. I know that.
Oh, wow.
All right, Inner Sight. And Luga, who give us a good imitation. Who are you going to imitate?
The Soprano Honeymooners on your internet, Frank and Suzanne. A tribute to Joyce Randolph.
You know, we didn't have him on tonight.
No,
not tonight.
Right.
What did we have on early? Friendly Philosopher or Lauren Hardy?
Yeah, we had Lauren Hardy, we had Abbott and Costello.
Mm-hmm.
And,
yeah.
The red, a little bit of the red fox.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't have honeymoons on tonight.
Yeah.
We
have
Jimmy Dinnigan's on earlier.
Yeah, that's true.
With the little plunger toys. With Mr. Kramer.
Plunger toys.
852 New York. All right, in a sight.
852 Nueva York.
Hey, oh,
hey, hey, Lou.
Yeah.
Welcome all the Spanish people on Inner Sight, the Frolic. Say something to them. Go ahead.
Bienvenido del programa de Inner Sight, el radio de Black Talk. Bienvenidos el viernes de 8 de 9 de la noche. El sonido de Inner Sight con Frank and Suzanne, better known as Sarasi Ferrero, the cruise DJs, number one DJ in the whole ride route on the radio.
Oh, okay.
Hey, tell him, hey, Lou, in Spanish, tell him Inner Sight is the number one show in the world.
El número uno de el radio in America.
There you go.
That's it.
Yeah.
All right, Inner Sight. Louis Rivera.
Yeah.
We missed Peppa tonight. I don't know what happened to her.
Maybe she's not feeling well.
She might have fallen asleep.
That's
all right, in a sight. Yeah.
Hey, Frank and Suzanne.
Yes,
have
sir.
A good weekend. I always call you on a Friday night when I have an hilarious time. Flirting with a lady.
Yeah.
A big kissy. And how's it feel, Louie?
Why are you saying that?
Because they're making love with me. That's why.
Oh, okay. I'm not going to ask anymore.
All right,
Lou.
Relax, Suzanne. I'm having my fun. That's all.
Go ahead. I didn't say anything bad. I don't think so.
Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, thank you, Lou.
Yeah. Okay,
you.
I love
Have
you.
Have a good weekend. Okay.
We'll catch you next week. Don't forget
yeah.
calling Tuesday night.
Yeah, don't forget.
All right.
All right. He's
Inner Sight. And Louis the Lip and the Frolic. And hope you had a little bit of fun. Brought to you by the folks at iFlip Queeners, thank you so much for your help. That's local. And all the beautiful children of the world, Corey Foster, Avantio Quindo, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Ali Campbell, Athena, go an extra mile for a child. Inner Sight reminds you. All right. Don't forget Shelby's Kitchen in Bellport, New York. Supports Inner Sight. We thank them for it. Tom and Michelle at Shelby's Kitchen. You need some good food catering. Shelby's Kitchen. 286-0444-631. You need dog food or cat food? We got a good number for you. 631-484-3085. Free of charge. Dog food, cat food, medical, 631-484-3085. You talk to Gary over there. All right, Inner Sight and the Frolic. We got to get a joke book section on this show.
Yeah, we do.
Somebody who can read jokes. I mean,
well,
read
I
them
could
with,
try and get
with,
large
within,
print jokes, and I could read them.
With a, read them with enthusiasm and, you know.
Yeah.
Quality, not just dead. You know, I don't want any deadheads on this show.
That's right.
All you deadheads, don't call this show.
Wait a minute, now I'm going to get bombarded, Frank.
And, Yeah, we'll be with you Monday. Man, a glad Monday. Now, it's supposed to be very cold over the weekend, so.
Oh, really?
Make sure you bundle up. Don't be like a friend of mine who, when I was a kid, they called him, his name was Moshe Pippick. On the coldest day of the year, he'd come out with his underwear on, see?
No, oh, jeez.
And he said, it's so hot out here, I can't stand it. Please, turn down now the heat. Please, it's hot. I can't stand now the heat. And one day he came out in his underwear in the middle of February. I think it was about 1 degree.
Oh, geez.
And they came with a basket and a hook, and they...
They took him away.
Took him away. Everybody said, what happened to Moshe? Oh, he's all right. He's in the hospital. They gave him some stuff to warm him up. I said, what? Yeah, they had to warm him up. He had frostbite and he didn't know it. Frostbite? Wait a minute. Yeah, he said, well, and then said, well, that's not the only thing. The frostbite affected him down there, and all the girls were up here. Will you get out of here? Marsha Pippick. All right. And everybody wanted, all the guys wanted to be like Marsha, you know, with the frostbite down there.
No, thank you.
Woo! All right, we'll
pull
see
up
you.
After a while.
See you Monday. Goodbye, world, in a sight.
Good night, everyone.
Look out for the popa poopa.
Thank you.